Thank you and good morning. Air quality from wildfires burning across the region continues to be a concern. And over the weekend, the North Coast Air Quality Management District issued a hazardous air quality warning for residents near Higham Palm and Denny in and around the river complex of fires. In Humboldt County, unhealthy air quality alerts were issued for Orleans, Wichpeck, and Dinsmore, and residents along the coast could see and feel the effects of the smoke in the hazy morning sunshine. CAL FIRE officials have some good news to report, however. They expect to have the Humboldt complex of fires contained by the end of the week. Those fires have burned more than 4,800 acres near Dinsmore, and more than 1,000 personnel remain assigned to the blazes. Containment stands at 95%. Elsewhere, the battle continues against wildfires burning on federal lands, with the Gaskee Fire at 30% containment, having burned just under 4,000 acres. Forest officials want to remind hunters that road and trail closures could affect where you can bow hunt, and hunters are encouraged to check forest conditions before heading out. The Nikowitz Fire near Orleans has burned 2,200 acres and stands at 53% containment, while the river complex continues to burn in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. That wildfire has scorched more than 37,000 acres and stands at only 18% containment. Evacuation orders remain in effect for some residents in western Trinity County. The Mad River Complex, burning near Highway 36, has burned more than 22,000 acres and stands at 60% containment. The goal is to keep the fire away from the highway. The Root Complex of fires north of Highway 36 have burned more than 26,000 acres and stand at 20% containment. A hard closure of Highway 36 east of the county line remains in effect for both residents and visitors. The temperature is expected to rise today and humidity to drop, hampering firefighting efforts, and smoke above the fires is hindering air operations as well. Fortuna police responded to a business in the 400 block of North Fortuna Boulevard early Sunday morning after receiving a report of a burglary at the salon located there. Officers determined that at some time after midnight, two suspects entered the business and stole the cash register and several thousand dollars worth of salon products and styling equipment. The subsequent investigation led officers to a residence on Boone Street, known for criminal activity, on Sunday afternoon, and they conducted a probation search. Officers recovered $4,000 in cash stolen from the business and arrested 28-year-old Edward Brinson, who was booked on burglary charges. An autopsy has been scheduled on the body of 44-year-old Scott Fitzgerald, who was reported as a missing person by his family in late July and whose body was found in a creek west of Whitethorn Road last week. Two fish biologists working in the area came upon Fitzgerald's body, which had been at the location for some time. The autopsy will be performed in an effort to determine a cause of death. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When you listen to Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming speak about her office and its responsibilities and the tasks that she and her staff must perform, you come away convinced that Fleming is only beginning a transformation of the DA's office. Fleming easily won the DA seat with a runaway victory in the 2014 June primary and has worked very hard since to put her stamp on the office. The DA's office will receive just over $1.3 million in revenue from Measure Z, and the money will be used to hire at least 11 new assistant DAs, admin staff, and investigators. But it will take a while.
We're just in the initial stages of recruiting, hiring. We've got a lot of folks coming in, so that'll be good. I think it's going to take us a solid 6 months to actually fill all the positions, because it is a slow process.
Fleming said that she is looking for a mix of experienced personnel along with entry-level applicants who will mesh with the culture of the office.
We have the need for some senior attorneys. People have got a lot of trial experience. I'm looking definitely at people with district attorney experience in trial slots. And same with the investigators and some of the clerical positions. We're really looking for a specific fit. But then we also have positions that are more entry level. So there you're just looking for someone who's got all of the qualities that are so important. Also, you know, we're a small office, so we definitely look for people who would be a good fit.
Fleming said that the hiring process has only just begun. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.